We know what this time of year is like for you, ordering those last gifts, baking snow people cookies, and prepping those holiday feasts. Tax authorities, on the other hand, never seem to take a break, not even for the holidays. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press. Cross-Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Even with the year coming to an end, the transfer pricing news keeps coming on strong. The Finnish tax authorities are updating their regulations. The Italian tax authorities are clarifying regulations. And the Australian Tax Administration is evaluating their efforts to make companies more proactive about tax compliance. Spoiler alert, it's working. Let's dive in. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Tax authorities around the world have been known to recharacterize transfer pricing transactions that don't make commercial sense or can't be adequately priced, but not in Finland. According to Finnish case law, the Finnish Tax Administration cannot recharacterize transfer pricing transactions structured by taxpayers unless the taxpayer is suspected of tax avoidance. If they are, then all bets are off. Fortunately for the Finnish government, those days are numbered. On December 9th, the Tax Administration announced it has approved amendments to its transfer pricing legislation. The changes, which will become official on January 1st, 2022, align Finland's transfer pricing regulations with OECD guidelines committing to the arm's length principle, the arm's length allocation of risk, and perhaps most notably, giving the Finnish tax authority the right to recharacterize related party transactions that don't make sense. OECD guidelines are a Bible for both taxpayers and tax administrations, and the Finnish tax authority wants to seize the compliance powers granted in that guidance. That includes the blessing to recharacterize related party transactions based on facts and circumstances as opposed to adhering to contracts that may or may not reflect the realities of a business. What does that mean for taxpayers? Let's just say we would take functional analyses and documentation seriously. After all, if the government is going to the trouble of updating its transfer pricing regulations to gain more enforcement power, you can bet it's going to make a point of using it. Last November, that's 2020 for all of those who have lost all track of time, the Italian government issued new transfer pricing documentation requirements. The problem, the new regulation seemed to raise as many questions as they answered. Roughly a year later, on November 26th, the Italian Revenue Agency issued a circular to help clarify the new expectations. Here, just a few highlights. To start, documentation is not required, but properly prepared documentation provides taxpayers with penalty protection, which is determined on a transaction-by-transaction basis. The circular confirms the procedural issues of how and when to prepare the documentation. Italian entities, both parent companies and subsidiaries, must complete the master and local files before filing the corporate tax return, meaning contemporaneously, of course. Facts must be verified, meaning a legal representative must sign off on all documents, master file, local file, and any attachments, including a timestamp. If a foreign parent company prepares the master file, a legal representative from the Italian entity must also sign off. Your corporate tax return must declare that you have prepared transfer pricing documentation. Fortunately, that just means checking a box. Italy's unique master file has been addressed here too. Foreign entities can prepare the master file and Italian entities can provide Italy's extra required information in an appendix. As to which information to include in the documentation, the circular notes a few items. In terms of financial transactions, the tax authority wants to see some additional information noted in the master file. The terms of the agreement, lender, beneficiary, date of stipulation, duration, amount, currency, and guarantees, to name a few requirements. Italy's also nitpicky about the local file's details. The new regs call for noting the number of staff allocated to each company function, as well as a list of who's in charge in the management functions in Italy and abroad. When it comes to royalties and interest payments, taxpayers must adhere to the accrual principle, but Italy does give taxpayers a break on smaller transactions, quote-unquote marginal transactions. Those under 5% of the total value of intercompany transactions don't have to be fully documented. Still, be sure to analyze them, because if there's a tax adjustment and you haven't, penalty protection won't apply. Over the last few years, plenty of governments have set up programs and penalties to improve corporate tax compliance. The Australian Taxation Office says, down under, at least it's working. The latest corporate tax transparency report, which debuted on December 10th, shows large corporations are making intentional efforts to pay their fair share of tax and comply with corporate tax laws. In 2019, only 6% of companies had a quote-unquote high assurance rating. That number grew to 49% in 2021. Another 30% came in with less impressive quote-unquote medium assurance. The ATO thinks that corporations are making tax compliance a high priority, thanks in large part to the Tax Avoidance Task Force, a group that has helped to collect more than $10 million in additional Australian tax dollars from corporations. The task force's quote-unquote justified trust program requires certain large businesses to prove that they are paying the right amount of tax. As for those companies who didn't rate so well, they can definitely expect reviews and quite possibly audits. And would you look at that? Now you're caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. Feeling the runner's high of a quick jog through the headlines? Well, then you're going to love the other shows in Cross-Border Solutions Tax Podcast Suite. That's the Fiona Show R&D Tax Credit, the Fiona Show Tax Provision, and our anchor program, the Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Fiona Show hot off the press, and we'll keep you up to date on the latest regulation changes in the jurisdictions that matter to you the most. My name is Matthew DeMello, and they let me host, edit, and engineer this podcast. Mary Lynn Mitchum-Strom is our executive producer. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next week. We'll be right back.